Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rateloid, a Vocaloid ranking and review podcast. I am the known coward and proud fool, JT, and joining me today in the meek place of ideas is my favorite cat boy, Harper.
Hello?
Oh, Jesus, what did I do?
Hello, where am I? Hello?
I've released the beast. The cat beast.
I want to curl up on a wrap and sweep. Hello, anybody here? Mr. Obama, hello?
Can we get banned for this? We can get banned for this. Zane's nodding in approval.
I'm sorry.
Don't know what you were possessed by the spirit of Catboys.
I was possessed by the spirit of Catboys.
Clearly, listening to so much Vocaloid is having a negative effect on your well-being.
Not as many Catboys in Vocaloid as you would hope.
Really? Mm. There's got to be fan art.
Oh, definitely fan art.
Like Kageman. Len,
yes.
Seems like the one who would have a lot of Catboy.
Yeah, there's big Catboy energy there. BCE.
Oh, Jesus.
BCBE.
BCBE.
Big Catboy energy.
A-cap, all Catboys are bastards.
That is correct. Yeah.
They have that bastardly energy to them, unlike Catgirls.
Catgirls are valid.
They're pure, sweet, unlike Catboys. We could just keep doing this in circles. So usually when we do this podcast, we're going to be doing like, oh yeah, what anime you've been watching this week? What you've been listening to? That kind of stuff. The only issue is we're recording this the same day as the first episode. Not to part the kimono for a second, but...
Part the kimono. Why don't we go with pull back the curtain?
I went for the worst one.
You did, didn't you?
I made the conscious effort.
I'm sorry, we're closing the curtain now. I'm sorry that you listeners had to hear that. Don't worry. We will never part the curtain again. You don't have to deal with this. You don't deserve this.
Everything's fine. What I think we can do, though, is since last episode we talked about anime,
yes.
What have you been listening to music-wise this week, Harper?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Music-wise, I have been listening to Vocaloid, of course. I keep listening on repeat to the live album that AJJ did Spotify. So whoever likes... angsty
folk punk.
Yeah. AJJ, if you don't know them already, then you don't listen to angsty folk punk.
Yeah, honestly. My question is, what do you think the overlap is for Vocaloid listeners and angsty folk punk listeners?
I think the overlap is having an emo phase.
That'll do it. It's a Venn diagram.
It's a Venn diagram.
Vocaloid emo phase, in the middle of it, folk punk. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Three very different genres that really just come together to make a beautiful soup. Mm. Like a broth of angst.
An angsty broth.
Angsty broth.
It's definitely like black and bubbly, and it tastes a bit like, I want to say Skittles.
Really now?
Yeah, don't you know that's like the common cuisine for emos?
Not Scene Kids?
Scene Kids too. I lump them all together.
Yeah, you know, that's fair. You're going to get attacked for that, actually.
I generalize, but I was a Scene Kid, so don't at me, because I can say these things, and I will say these things.
Please just don't attack me in the fallout of this. I am pure and innocent and never had a scene face. Never, ever.
Yeah, but you were an edgy.
Yeah, I was a musical elitist who was like, I listen to 80s rock music.
Oh, no. Oh, I didn't know this about you.
Oh, yeah, no. I was like, the Scorpions are better than any pop music.
You were that one dude in the comments who was like, oh, now this is real music.
Yes.
But instead of being 40, you were 12.
Yes. I was like, Led Zeppelin, will it get better than this? Yes, it will. A lot.
Oof, ouch, out. Let's keep going.
I make bad decisions. That's all I can say. Now I'm moved on to the much more classy stuff of, I don't know, Rammstein? Yeah, that's sure. Let's go with that. And Lordi.
Rammstein's fun.
They are. Lordi's not classy.
No, Lordi's, it's very 80s horror movie.
It's terminally horny as well. Sorry, I have to tell you, the patient, they're horny. It's terminal.
It's terminal.
Like, what can I do about it, you know?
We're going to have to keep them in overnight. What are you going to do? I don't want to know. I don't want to continue this bit, actually.
That's confidential. You see, the thing with Lordi is that they took every aspect of 80s horror movies and then went, let's turn up the nudity factor.
That was already a very high nudity factor.
Yeah, they got no chill. I respect them, but also, please, chill.
Valid. Please. Valid.
Who are we reviewing today, Harper?
Well, we are reviewing the Vocaloid Kaito. I forget its second name.
I think it's just Kaito.
It could just be Kaito. Sometimes that's all you need. Sometimes all you need is a good Kaito.
Man, my search history is ruined by Vocaloid recently.
God, I hope so.
Yeah, it's just Kaito.
Yeah, it's just Kaito. Okay, cool, cool. He's what I would like to call the blue bastard.
The blue bastard?
Well, because he's blue.
And a bastard.
Yeah.
Oh, how bastardly are his energies?
Big bastard energy. Like, we were talking about how cowboys had bastard energies. Yeah. This is like double that.
That's concerning.
He's got a long ass scarf, and he does not need that.
Well, hang on. We're not into the personality aspect of it yet.
I'm just making general observations.
Okay. I meant appearance, of course, not personality. I'm going to get those two mixed up every episode.
What's the difference, really?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Before we go into the review, I'd like to just give a history on Kaito real quick. Kaito was created in 2004. He was one of the first Vocaloids, along with Mako, first ones to have a personality. Indexed as male adult with blue eyes and blue hair, that is ears length.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Strange phrasing.
I want to see him with a bowl cut.
And as we know, 2004 was a great year for anime. Just really sets us up for that one.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive, 2004. Paranoia Agent came out, and that's an anime.
I don't know her.
It's my hot take. Paranoia Agent exists. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Okay, let's get into appearance. Let's do it. Let's get into that look.
So, hear me out.
I'm hearing.
Okay. So, if we just discard the original design, which is long blue scarf, long white cloak, that sort of thing, looking really trendy, looking like he's a persona main character.
Oh, I have a note on that. We'll get to that in a moment.
I know
you
do. That's why I said it.
Okay, good.
But, he's pretty versatile in his looks, I think. If you put him in a black dress shirt, then he's just straight up goth. And, honestly, he can get it.
Wow. You're going for it. I found one I'm quite a fan of here. That's Kaito in a black singlet.
Oh, I think I know the one
you mean. With a turtleneck?
Yep.
And that's a dangerous look is what that is. That's a good one. So he can get it.
So off the bat, we already know that Kaito fans are extremely horny.
Yeah, this bastard hot. This bastard's hot. I'm just saying.
You're valid.
The notes that I've got is that I appreciate that he has new knee-high boots in some pictures.
OMG, he does.
You just said OMG with your mouth, a human.
Don't word shame me. Don't word shame me on my own podcast.
You know, Lamau, that one has killed Harper. The knee-high boots are a very nice addition. They add a lot of power to his look. The scarf is extra and ridiculous. The yellow theming throughout his outfit, the little hints on the corners and everything, it's a very nice thing.
That's color theory right there, babe.
That's color. Hey, it's free colors.
It's free color theory.
It's free color theory. But the most important question I have from all of this is, why does he look like every single JRPG protagonist ever? Because I did some checking. He does look like the main character from Tokyo Mirage Sessions. He does look like the main character from Digimon Cyber Sleuth 2. And he does look like the main character from Eternity Swords, which is a JRPG I've never heard of. But boy, howdy, he resembles that boy.
Yeah, I only knew one of those because you said Digimon in it. And I instantly went, fake Pokemon.
I will destroy you. And I will remove all traces of you from history.
You keep saying these things. Just try it.
Try me. I'm sorry, I need to get sidetracked here. Digimon is a work of art. Its evolutions are more interesting than Pokemon. Its designs are more intense than Pokemon. And I love Agumon.
Okay, that's valid. Agumon is extremely adorable. But intensity does not necessarily mean better designs. Have you ever heard of simplicity? Is good. That's the quote right there. Simplicity is good.
The issue is I'm an extra bitch. And so if I can have a Pokemon equivalent that is a giant dragon made out of tank, yeah, I'm going to go for the tank.
Fine, go off, I guess. I think we should agree to disagree.
What, you want to dodge the Pokemon Digimon discourse?
Oh, I just don't think now is the place.
We can get into the theme track, the theme music discourse, which is that Digimon's theme is better. And nope. The movie includes One Week by the Bare Naked Ladies.
That doesn't make it better.
Yeah, it does.
No, it does not.
Okay, we'll get into this later.
Yeah.
We'll table this for now.
This
we'll
will get be back our other podcast, Pokemon vs. Digimon.
Hey, Zane, write that down. It's not a bad idea. Yeah, okay, excellent. The other question I have about this look that this boy is rocking is his coat does zip from the top down.
Yeah.
Why?
What about it? Okay, look. I don't think you understand what it's like to have short arms. Okay? You can reach things on the fucking ceiling with your long ass arms.
This is true.
But I have to get a chair if I want to get the pasta jar off the top of the carpet. Like, if I could have, like, I hate having no, like, when I wear my long coats, I have to, like, squat to reach the zipper at the bottom. Do you know how unintuitive that design is? Look, they'll probably say Kaido's height is, like, 6'2 or something, but honestly, he's a short king. And that's why his coat zips from the top down.
I really love the self-burn that's happening with you calling out your own struggles with jackets. I appreciate that there.
I'm allowed to be short.
Yes, that is true. You are a short king. And as is Kaito now, I suppose. Kaito, ultimate short king. That's ultimate sort of our... I actually think overall, he's quite good with his looks.
I actually think it's like, originally when I see him, like, that's too much blue. And then I look at it longer and maybe it's like, I don't know, some weird Stockholm syndrome from looking at an image of an anime boy too long. But I'm just sort of like, actually, no, this is fun. It's vibrant. It's flouncy.
There's a reason every JRPG character looks like this, and it's because it works.
Because it's fun.
The blue theming works. The hints of yellow really just adds a nice little bright bit of color to it all. The scarf is ludicrous, and I love it. Like, this generic anime boy, he makes it work.
He's generic in the best way possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to respect that.
I do.
So that's a positive for the look there.
Yeah, I think that's a big plus for me.
Big tick sign.
Yep.
A big, like, you know, hand doing the okay emoji.
Haha, got him.
Got him.
Got him. We got them auditorially.
It's shocking that people will actually ever listen to this, frankly. I know it's bold of me to assume people will listen to this.
That one person listening is just like, oh, they got me.
They got me. Yeah.
Got me.
Yeah. Okay, personality.
Ah, yes.
May I take personality?
Oh, please go.
So a common trend I noticed in Kaido's personality. So a lot of people seem to think he's a pervert.
Yeah, okay, cool. So I was going to save that for the end, but you just dove straight into it. And honestly, I appreciate that power.
I needed to tackle this issue from the source because they really looked at this older brother looking.
Older brother looking is very bold of you to say.
Okay, again, I'm taking some of my facts from a doujinshi again, where he is portrayed as middle aged.
I need to stop, like, you need to stop going to doujinshis.
I think doujinshis are an excellent form of finding out.
I'm really concerned that you will become addicted.
I'm not reading the doujinshi.
Are you sure?
I'm finding summaries.
fine. But so long as it stays with the summaries.
I'd like to say it comes from the same doujinshi that Mako, as being middle-aged, comes from. Mako, Hikoshiki, Hatsune Mix.
So what they're saying, Kaito, is middle-aged as well?
Yeah, same age. They were made at the same
time.
No,
this is so wrong. This is so wrong in so many ways.
How do you view Kaido?
He's definitely early 20s.
Okay, but that can still be an older brother.
That can still be an older brother, okay. But there's a difference between older brother and middle age.
Not in anime.
Yeah.
Victory. But there's some other common traits I've seen for this boy. He's very goofy and clumsy.
Yes.
He fucking love ice cream.
Oh, he eat that. He's all in on that Benny.
He chomp on that icy shit.
That Benny Jeremiah's. He loves him.
Benny Jeremiah's. Now that's a character name. I'm writing that down.
They can't copyright us.
Yeah. I have to say, so the reason that he loves ice cream so much is because, much like Mako is always drawn with a sake bottle, he was given the object of ice cream.
Why not?
You know, I actually have something to bring up about that, but...
I got to ask a question first. Yes. JT... If you were a Vocaloid, what would be your item? I know that's a really personal, a really deep question. I personally believe my item would be a I can't say phone because that's every millennial ever.
You're not even a millennial, shut up.
Not even a millennial.
You're a Zoomer.
Hey, I'm a Zoomer.
Zillennial.
I think my item would definitely be just a big bag of rocks.
What purpose do the rocks serve?
Well, see, what I found is the rocks don't serve a purpose. The bag does. Because I need something to put all the cool rocks I find in.
Oh, you know, that tracks.
And it doesn't have to just be for rocks. Like the other day, I picked up a 5-cent coin and I gave it to a friend and that felt really good.
That's delightful.
And it was their birthday gift from me.
Oh, I like that. That's a sweet birthday. Because it's all about what you think, not about what you actually give.
Exactly.
You know?
So any hard surface object I find on the ground, I can just pick it up and put it in my rock bag. And that's my item.
Perfect.
And then I can hit people with it.
I have a weapon ready.
Rock bag.
Can I say like a box of tea bags?
Oh my gosh, yes, that is so you. Yes.
Not to be like, I'm English, but I just like tea a lot.
No, that's extremely on brand for you.
Thank you.
Yes, I love this.
Tea bags in one hand and then like something spiky in the other.
I was going to say a mug, maybe a spiky mug.
Spiky mug. Hey, that's a business idea. Zane, write that down. Merchandise. Spiky mug.
Entrepreneurial.
Yeah. Thank you, Zane. I see you tapping. Hacker voice, I'm in. Another common trend, I will say, about Kaito from his personality that I've seen is that often in his music, it's sort of like sad, more forlorn kind of music.
Oh, you're right.
He's a heartbroken boy.
But I don't think he's ever kissed a girl in his life.
That's
or a boy. I don't think he's kissed his life. He doesn't even know what canoodling is.
Yeah. But he's a pervert still.
Yeah, somehow he's not a pervert. He's just curious and no one's given him the talk yet.
We actually didn't cover the pervertness as much as we really should have.
We should it's always just hinted at. I don't know.
He's just a bit of a sex pest.
Yeah, that's one word for it, I guess.
It's not a good one.
I prefer my headcanon that he doesn't know what sex is. And he never will.
Never will?
That's a threat, yes.
That's a threat. That's not a promise. That's a threat. We must make sure Kaito never learns what sex is.
He's a good boy now. I'm sorry, fandom, but I'm taking this boy and I'm not making him a good boy.
Well, can I offer you another Amino interpretation of a character?
Yeah, okay.
This is shout-outs to Amino user Fairy Letters for this one. So it starts with, you know, all ice cream lovers aren't exactly the kindest and silliest people. They believe that Kaito is cruel, uncaring, and two-faced.
What?
And that all of his seeming to be sadness is actually a manipulation of everyone around him.
Mm.
Now, you may be inclined to disagree with this, but I think it offers a depth to the character.
Nah, someone's just projecting.
Oof. After I shout them out.
Sorry, fam. And like, you're valid in projecting. We all got to project onto a character now and there. It's a valid coping mechanism. Yeah. But also, he ain't like that.
He's too goofy.
He's too dang goofy.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's the kind of person who, like, I think portrayed in a lot of his songs, he tries to be romantic, but then what you see after the song is that like maybe he trips over and like punches the girl in the face or something.
By accident.
By accident.
You know, one of them accidental punches.
It happens. It happens.
You know, yeah, sure. Okay.
So like, I think
it's really just an escalation of the anime accidental boob grab, isn't it? Just the accidental.
Yes, it's that, but better.
The accidental haymaker is really just a good trope that we should bring about.
That is very good, actually. I mean, it should be used more often, honestly.
Bring it back.
Bring it back. Bring it back from where? It didn't even start.
Bring it into existence.
Ah.
There we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any other notes on his personality?
So, like I said, he likes to go with, like, in all his songs, he's portrayed as very romantic, often, like, sort of like the gentleman to Miku's lady persona.
Mm.
That's what I get vibe-wise. But, of course, I thoroughly believe that he is not that.
It's just
a front that he puts on to hide that he's a huge nerd.
Yeah. I've actually read that he gets crushes on a lot of people, which might be where the pervert idea comes from. It's just that he gets a lot of crushes.
That's two different things.
I know, but again, I'm talking about internet communities. I don't know where they go with this stuff.
That's valid. Wow.
The question is, right, is this overall a negative or positive personality? Because, like, it's not jokingly an alcoholic like Mako was.
It's definitely more positive than Mako. And if we just remove the idea that he's a pervert, I think he's a pretty fun character.
Okay, so we could put it as a mixed one.
Yeah, that's a mixed one.
Okay. We'll just push the pervertness to the side.
Yeah.
You know, like so many animes do.
Just ignore the problematic stuff.
Wow, you mean how I watch My Hero Academia?
That's how I consume just a lot of media, not just anime. Like, anime gets a lot of crap, but like Western media is also extremely problematic, guys.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with what you consume.
Exactly.
Well, I'm also a big believer in critique what you love, oh, right?
Definitely critique what you love.
So it's good to talk about the stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to our last segment review, which is The Voice. So I'm going to go first. I'm going to be playing Crescent Moon by Kaito. Mm-hmm. Very moody.
It's a very moody, but like a lot of the classic Vocaloid songs are. Yeah,
especially for Kaito.
Especially for Kaito. So here's my spicy take.
Yeah.
When his voice is lower, it's not that great. When his voice is higher, I prefer it.
You see, I had the inverse.
Mm.
So Kaito was originally created to be like a kind of a jazz vocalist, but wasn't very popular at the time.
No.
When he first came out, really fell to the side.
Who likes jazz?
I have one thing about the voice that really bothers me.
Yeah.
Which is, if it in like the mid-range to like slightly high, he becomes Kermit the Frog. And so you're listening to Kaito sing and you sort of get this like, hi guys, yeah? And it's like, okay, oh, Kermit's here and he's singing to me as a Vocaloid.
Kermit's just one of the better Vocaloids in my opinion.
Yeah, there's so many good, you know, his design, it's a shame we can't put him on the list.
His design is so game-changing. Yep. His voice range is just way out there, you
His
know?
Dynamic with Miss Piggy, fascinating.
Oh, she's also an excellent vocalist.
She's so brave for them to put such a clear dom-sub relationship in the media
I'm
like that.
I'm going to stop you right there, buddy. I'm going to have to put a big old stop sign on that one.
We're canceling?
We're canceling. I don't want, don't come at me with any Kermit the Frog ships. I don't want to know. I don't need to know.
We did need to talk about shipping dynamics. We forgot about
that. We do need to talk about shipping dynamics. I think that should be a special at the end of the episode because I'm really in the mood to talk about voices.
Okay,
right
so
now.
Tell me about this voice. What do you think?
Okay, so yeah, straight up, he just does, if you don't get his voice right, he just does sound kind of like not great.
You got to use him responsibly.
He's definitely, I think it's like you're playing Vocaloid on hard mode.
Yes, yeah, 100%.
That's what Kaito is.
Yeah. It's a very particular kind of instrument.
Would you like to hear my song?
Yes, absolutely. What's it called?
It's called...
We'll, of course, link all of these in the show notes.
It's going to be great. It's going to be good. It is Cantarella, which I assume is sort of like a Cinderella kind of vibe. And I'm going to play it for you now.
Please do. As opposed to what I was thinking.
Exactly, and it was quite popular in the fandom at the time. You'll find a lot of fan work of his outfit, I think.
Yeah, okay.
With the mask, the half mask, he's got sort of like a Phantom of the Opera vibe going.
I gotta say, I know we're past the appearance side of it, but he did have like lace-up thigh highs.
That's very good.
God, that's a choice.
The thing about Project Diva is that it gave them fantastic outfits.
I should get Project Diva.
Right. Well, now that you've mentioned it.
We're not sponsored by Nintendo. We can't do this.
Oh, shit. True.
There's a Project Diva coming out soon. It's going to be very exciting.
I'm very excited. Yeah. Not sponsored by Nintendo.
Or Project Diva?
Or Sega. If any of y'all want to get on this Guga train.
Sega, if you would like to sponsor us.
I'm a big fan of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. And his friend Knuckles. Anyway, that's a stupid joke.
Yeah.
You see, so that one actually used his voice very nicely. There wasn't very much like Kermit intonation that I could hear there.
Thank you.
It worked well with Miku in there.
Yes.
Always nice to see my queen. Overall, I'd say it is quite a good voice if you use it well.
Oh, 100% if you use it well. And like I said, it can work pretty well in the high range.
Yeah, exactly. So I think you got to avoid that middles.
Oh, yeah? Definitely avoid the middle.
You don't want to be Kermit.
It's go big or go home.
Exactly. Go very deep or very high. That's your options.
I don't personally like the deep version, but that's just me. That's
you know.
I just like to bring a little conflict to the game.
Yeah, you've got to be such a contrarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, cancel. So would you say it's overall positive for the voice? I think it might be. I'm more positive on it than I am for Mako's.
I think when I think back to my deep Vocaloid listening days, he was one that I generally didn't listen to a lot of.
Yeah.
I always preferred the higher voices.
Yeah.
But like coming back to it now, Don't mind it.
With your matured taste.
With my matured taste.
Maybe it's that jazz vibe that you're really going for.
Maybe because I've accustomed myself to jazz and I understand what true music is now. Instead of listening to Black Veil Brides, we can just... Oof. Yeah. Oof. We can just say, yeah, that's a positive.
That's a positive.
That's a positive.
Which means that overall, that is more positive than Mako.
Oh, dang.
Do we think...
Oh, dang.
Kaito belongs above Mako.
I think Kaito belongs... Like, look, the numbers don't lie.
Yeah. And like, Mako, your voice is great.
Oh,
I love you. It's just a shame that you're characterized in such an uncomfortable way.
Yeah.
And that people like to make fun of mental illness. That's not your fault. But here we are.
Yep.
No. Here we are. So that means, in that case, Kaito ranks above Mako.
Kaito is the best Vocaloid and Mako is the worst Vocaloid.
That is what the numbers are telling me.
Oh, my gosh.
Now... You did mention shipping earlier.
Oh, I did mention shipping, didn't I?
Please tell me about some of this shipping discourse about
Kaito.
Well,
if you literally just Google image search, because that's where I get all my research from. I don't know if you guys have heard of Google Images, but I think it's a great resource to use.
It's a fantastic service.
For everything. But if you just Google Kaito Vocaloid ships, and yes, this is like a read-along podcast.
Yeah, please.
There's
a lot of ships here.
There's a lot of ships. I think the most popular one is Miku.
Yes, there's a lot.
Because they're both blue, and I think blue's got to stick together. I don't know. People will also ship him, I think, with his girl version of himself.
That's uncomfortable.
It's weird, but yeah, go off, I guess.
I see him with Mako quite a bit as well.
Mako as well.
Which makes sense. And, at least at the same time.
Gakupo, which is another one we'll be reviewing later, which is a good tall purple haired boy, which I kind of can get with. So he's valid.
I'm a fan of Gakupo's artwork. I'm excited to get to that episode.
Exactly. So pretty much, like, people will just ship him with whoever, whatever, and everything.
So that is the nature of him having so many crushes.
Exactly. Because people be like that?
There we go. That's this week's shipping forecast.
Yeah. If you exist, you'll probably be shipped with something.
Well, we're going to have to keep that in mind. I think we need to bring back these ships more often.
Definitely.
In our future episodes, because I think it's an excellent aspect.
What we need to do is start reading the fan fiction.
Whoa. Patreon.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a bit spicy.
Yeah, we'll keep that in mind. Write that down, someone. But I think that is this week's episode. We have found that Kaito, objectively speaking, is the greatest Vocaloid of all time.
Yep.
Mako, objectively speaking, is the worst Vocaloid of all time. And let's just find out who we've got next week.
Ooh, yes. Let's give a little preview. Who is excited to find out more about these good synthesizers?
Please keep filling time.
I think voice synthesizers really are a change. You know, they're the progress of music. Like, you know, we won't have music rock stars performing live in front of us one day. It'll just all be holograms. You know, that's what they said in 2012, and it hasn't happened yet, but it'll probably happen one day, maybe.
One day.
Yeah, the real people, they'll be out. It'll be all be robots, and I personally can't wait.
It looks like next week we'll be reviewing the voice of Sweet Anne.
I don't even know that one.
I think that's what we're doing. Let me just check that. Let me make sure it's got a personality.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. I'm not rating no fake computer thing. I need visuals, I need personalities, I need spunk, I need fire.
Don't like the artwork for Sweet Anne. We may be skipping Sweet Anne.
Oh yeah?
Sweet Anne ain't good to look at.
Okay, let's skip Sweet Anne.
Which means next week, because we have to skip Hatsune Miku. Hatsune Miku's too good.
Yes.
Queen. We are going to be doing Kagamine, Rin, and Len.
Ah, yes, a 2-for-1 deal. Everybody get keen.
Get excited for that one. It can only go well.
I'm excited.
Take care. Listen to Vocaloid. Find us on social media. Listen to That's Not Canon. Enjoy yourselves.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.